What's up, y'all?
It's be dangerous. And I'm not even sure I remember how to do this since it's been so damn long since I've done a show. 3 months. It's been 3 months since I've been away, but I'm back. I'm back again with another edition of Dangerous Sports Talk. Yeah, I know. People have been asking me, when am I gonna do a show? Have I done a show? Am I ever gonna do a show? And that answer was yes. But I first had to get my mind right. Because if you know anything about me, the person, you know that this is not my favorite time of year. And my seasonal depression plus other personal stuff was kicking my ass. And I felt like I could not come and face my audience until I took care of what had to be taken care of first, before I could even dive into my passion. So, I appreciate y'all that have been listening to my older shows, been keeping Dangerous Sports Talk the listens alive. I want to thank you guys so very much right here, even though we haven't even gotten into anything yet. I want to thank my very loyal listeners that asked about me. I want to thank the people that kept wondering when I'm going to do a show. And plus, I want to give a very, very special shout out and prayers to my friend Mike. My friend Mike is the guy who absolutely believed in me and gave me another shot to be on the radio again. So, Mike, I'm praying for you. I'm pulling for you, man. I love you, friend. But before we get into any sports, now that I've got all my personal stuff out of the way, please follow me, DB Dangerous, on Instagram and Twitter at DB Dangerous. Also, follow this very podcast you're listening to right now on Spotify, on Anchor, on Apple Podcasts, on Breaker, wherever podcasts are available. Please go follow me on there. So let's get right into it. So I feel like this show, the first show in 3 months, would not be right if I didn't jump into some big news in the wrestling world. So my honey, Jade Cargill, took the leap, and she is now a proud member of the WWE. And while I'm very happy for her, while I'm always excited to see what someone from another promotion is going to do in WWE, I don't trust WWE because they can fumble some of the greatest talent in the world and not even blink twice. And I said before she even signed with them, when it was just rumors that she was going to the WWE, all I asked from them was to do right by her. Because she has obviously the look. She looks fucking amazing. And she has the confidence. And she has the mouthpiece to be a great WWE diva. But her wrestling still needed some work. Granted, she did some impressive shit in AEW, and I won't take anything away from that. But I know that WWE is gonna work her in the performance center until that wrestling is absolutely correct, so she doesn't end up botching moves or seriously hurting girls. Because as much as I love Nia Jax, I love Nia Jax. Love her down. But she has a reputation of being an unsafe worker because when she lands in certain ways, she'll land on a certain person. She'll land on a ligament, and they'll tear a ligament or break a bone or dislocate something. And that is not a good reputation to have, especially when you're in the women's division. So once she tightens up her wrestling, Jada will definitely be some top tier, as if she isn't already. And the match that I'm the most looking forward to is her versus Bianca Belair. And that is the day I will pass out. I told one of my friends, like, listen, somebody's gonna have to catch me because I love Bianca Belair as well. And it was always a dream match to see them together. Now that Jade is actually in the company, it's gonna become a very, very real possibility that this could happen. So I'm excited. I'm absolutely excited, but I want her to get that ring work together, polish up the promo skills just a little bit, just a little bit. And I hope they don't try to change her character. Because we know, my wrestling fans, you know, that WWE will sometimes conform to what the star would want. Keep the same gimmick, keep that, just add stuff to it. Because there's not much that needs to be changed. But if they try to change her into something that she's not, that's where I'm going to have a problem. But as strong-willed as Jade is, I don't think she's going to let that happen. If she didn't truly believe that she was going to excel and be the Jade Cargill that she wanted to be in WWE, she wouldn't have signed that contract. Point blank, period. So I want to see when she's going to debut, how things are going to come out, how things are going to flesh out. But I'm excited that she's over there. So Jade Cargill, my congratulations to you. And I absolutely will be watching. And we got some more wrestling news for you guys. Like I said, it's been 3 fucking months, man. So I haven't even got a chance to even cover the deaths of Mr. Terry Funk and the shocking death of Bray Wyatt. Now, Terry Funk, we all know, was a legend. Hardcore legend, wrestling legend, booking legend, you name it, he did it. And Terry had lived his life. Okay, so everyone is naturally saddened, but really wasn't crushed. But not even 24 hours later, Bray Wyatt ended up passing away unexpectedly from a heart attack. And I believe he had health issues. They said he had already had bad heart problems. And then when he caught COVID, that exacerbated the heart problems. And then when that happened, that just blew everybody fucking back. And I would have done a show much sooner, but I'm like, it just pulled me down. Like, because Bray Wyatt could have been somebody that I went to school with, one of my boys I grew up with, you know what I'm saying? So it hit home for me, and it hit me harder than it should have. But like I said, his spirit is still felt. And one thing that I can say about Bray Wyatt is that he made the most of the time he had. Because he was only 36. And that's 3 years older than me. And for him to do what he did in the time that he did in WWE and left a mark with the passion for the wrestling business that I haven't seen in too many other people, that will be sorely missed. And Bray, my heart goes out to your family, my family. My heart goes out to JoJo, his kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just tough, man. And I think it took for him to actually pass away for me to actually realize that he is the son of Mike Rotunda, a.k.a. Irwin R. Shyster. And I felt so ashamed that I didn't know that before. But I should have known. I'm like, you couldn't have been this good in the wrestling business if you didn't already have that stepping stone and that inspiration from your dad. So I get it now. It all makes perfect sense. I get it. Bray and Terry, rest in peace. Yeah, that was tough, man. That was definitely tough to actually deal with. What else we got? Oh, got to talk about my fantasy football team. I am now 1-3. I got a win, I believe, last week. And this week, Mr. DJ Moore came up big for me because he had 8 catches, 230 yards, 3 touchdowns, and he had 28.8 yards per carry, and he got me 49 early points. And I knew DJ Moore was going to go off at some point during the season. Did I expect it to be this season? Anything can happen in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? So you can never say never. But when he caught that first pass, I'm like, okay, bet. Then he kept catching passes. It's like, okay. So for him to do what he did, he had to have had big-ass gains in between that. You know what I'm saying? So for him to break out and give me my points, I absolutely, DJ Moore, I love you. Hopefully, those 49 points will carry me to a win this week. Let's see what we got. Oh, a little bit of NBA news. Dame Dalla was traded to the Milwaukee Bucks after he made it clear that he wanted to go to the Miami Heat. So, I guess the Blazers, being the petty motherfuckers that they are, and not knowing that they haven't had any major success since Bill Walton gave them their championship in 1977, decides to trade this man to the Bucks. And now he's just like, ugh, all right, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel like his demeanor is going to be. But it's like, you wasted your prime on a franchise who couldn't get the pieces around you to make the team more successful. Because they knew that Dame was just going to be the end all be all. But then when it didn't turn out that way, things got very critical. So they did the last resort in what most managers would do. Listen, you're getting older. We need to start over. So we're going to trade you. And now that he's with Giannis on the Bucks, there's no telling what the Bucks are going to do. Do I expect them to be the best team in the league? Close to the top of the rankings, absolutely. I just need Dame to stay healthy. I need Giannis to stay healthy. And we'll just go from there because NBA preseason is starting this Saturday. Hell, tomorrow. NBA preseason is starting tomorrow. And the Lakers are going to play against the Warriors. And with the new season starting, B. Dantridge is going to have to rev up, which I absolutely will. I'll probably wait like maybe another, well, depending on how much news I got to cover. Next couple of days, I may do another show for you guys because it's been too long. It's been way too long. And apparently, the Lakers have obviously revenge on their minds after they got swept out of the playoffs last year in the conference finals to the Denver Nuggets. Yes, you can keep your receipts, you can keep your revenge, but also keep the receipts from the brooms that they used to sweep you with out of the playoffs, too. Keep all of that in mind. I don't want to hear no excuses, no nothing. It's his 21st year, which I could give a motherfuck about. If you're gonna win, do it. Don't talk out of your ass. Don't make declarations that you can't keep up with. Get your ass on the court and play. That's all I want. Let's see. We got some WNBA news. We got Miss Aaliyah Boston being the Rookie of the Year, which I seen coming. We have Miss Asia Wilson winning her second straight Defensive Player of the Year and the head of the All Defense team. And Breonna Stewart, my Stewie, is the MVP. Now, while I'm proud of Stewie, and while I absolutely love the way she plays, she's a dog on the Liberty. I was leaning more towards Asia Wilson being the MVP, but Asia said, okay, fine, I got my Defensive Player of the Year. And they want that title because the Liberty and the Aces are going to play on Sunday. And that's going to be the start of the WNBA Finals. And the coaches, my Becky Hammon and Sandy Brandrello, are the first former players turned coaches in the WNBA Finals history, which I think is fucking awesome because I'm such a groupie for these ladies, it makes no sense. Because I watched both of them when they played. And just seeing them as former players, now they're coaches, and now they're playing against each other in the finals, and Becky Hammon used to play for me, is very, very cool. And you can't sleep on the Liberty. They've got to play against the Houston Comets. And is history going to repeat itself? Because we have a great Liberty team. You got two great scorers in Miss in Breonna Stewart and in Sabrina. Trying to stop those two will probably be the key to the Aces winning their second straight title. But that's not for me to decide. I gotta watch the game, and I'm excited to watch the game. Let's see what else we got. Oh, also, big congratulations to Miss Simone Biles, who just won her sixth all-around title, and that makes her the most decorated gymnast in history. I couldn't be prouder of her, because to see little black girls succeeding in a predominantly white sport is something that I'm always going to cheer for no matter fucking what. You can say whatever you want to about her, but you can't say that she didn't work her ass off to get where she's at. And she does it with dignity, class, and grace, and I can't do nothing but respect that. So, Simone Biles, congratulations to you. Let's see, what else can we talk about? I have not been on here in so long, man. It's crazy. But I miss y'all. I definitely missed you guys because it felt like something was missing. It's like, I gotta do a show, but it's like, oh, I gotta deal with this. I gotta do a show. Oh, I gotta deal with that. So it's just life. It's just life experiences, you guys. So I definitely didn't forget about this because remember, this is my passion as well. And I've been watching sports nonstop. You know what I'm saying? Nothing stops over this way. And I got a bl I actually went to the library and got a book on the history of black quarterbacks. I haven't finished it yet, but that book is something to read for real. And I believe it just came out. It was on the new releases counter. And I ended up picking it up. And the more I read it, the more I see how hard black quarterbacks actually had to work in order to earn a spot in the NFL. Like, I won't give everything away. If you are a reader, please go pick that book up. I believe it's called The Iron Men, The History of Black Quarterbacks. And you know, I support black quarterbacks all day, every day. So that's right up my alley. But yeah, I had to get this show off my chest. 15 minutes should be enough for a good little comeback show for you guys. To you guys who keep running my listens up even when I'm not around, I thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart. Y'all keep the show alive. Y'all keep me going. And it shows that y'all actually want my content. And I thank you guys so very much for that. And I'm going to get my ass out of here because I got to start my weekend. This has been a very stressful week for me. So now that it's officially over, I'm going to chill big time. Y'all, please follow me on Instagram and Twitter at TheBDangerous. Also, follow this very podcast, Dangerous Sports Talk, on Instagram, really, on Spotify, wherever podcasts are available. And I am out of here. Peace.